The following shir has been presented by Rav Moshe Abramchik, Poisek at the Beis Chabad Linyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
In today's shir, we will discuss the halachas of wearing tefillin, Shabbos, and Yom Tov, and we will discuss towards the end of the shir some halachas about Yom Tov Sheni for a ben chutz laaretz that is in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara on Daf Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, referring to the Mishnah on Daf Samach, where it says in the Mishnah that La Yetei Yoish B'Sandal HaMasumer, a man, may not walk out on Shabbos with Sandal HaMasumer, and it continues the list, and it says V'Loi B'Tefillin Ve'im Yotza Einen Chayev Chatos. He may not walk out on Shabbos with tefillin, and if he goes out, he's not chayav chatos. So the Gemara explains Omer of Safra leitema aliva demanda Omer Shabbos loves man tefillin. Who? Don't think that when the Mishnah says that a person should not go out on Shabbos with tefillin, it's only going according to the manda Omer, according to the one that says that Shabbos is not as man tefillin. Ela afilu lemanda Omer Shabbos is man tefillin who lo yetei. Even according to the manda Omer, that Shabbos is a time to put on tefillin, he should not go out on Shabbos with tefillin. If he goes out with tefillin, perhaps he's going to have an occasion in which he has to take off the tefillin. He'll have come to a Beis HaKiseh, he'll have to take off his tefillin, or as Tosfos explains, the straps may rip. And perhaps he'll carry it in Rosh Hashanah. It seems quite obvious in the words of Rav Safra that Rav Safra only requires this explanation according to the Manda Omer that says Shabbos is a proper time to wear tefillin. But according to the Manda Omer, that Shabbos is not a proper time to wear tefillin, Shabbos is not considered a regular garment, a regular tachshit on Shabbos. Tefillin is not considered a regular tachshit on Shabbos. So Rav Safra did not need any explanation. It was obvious to Rav Safra that one may not go out on Shabbos with tefillin, if Shabbos is not Isman tefillin. When the Mechaber in Siman Shin Aleph, Siv Zayin, quotes this halacha, the halacha of our Mishnah, La Yetzei B'Tefillin, the Mechaber quotes the reason, Mibnei Shetzorich L'Hasiriyayim, Kishi Yikonis L'Beis HaKisei, that the reason one may not wear tefillin on Shabbos outside is because perhaps he's going to need to remove them and he may come and carry them. The Magen Avraham in Siman Shin Aleph in Sivkot Yud Beis quotes a Tosfos Yontif, asking on the Mechaber, why did the Mechaber have to explain the reason one may not go out with tefillin? Is Dilma Osi Lezuyei? This reason, as is obvious from our Gemara, is only necessary according to the Manda Omer that says Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. But we paskin, that Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin. We don't put on Tefillin on Shabbos. So why did the Mechaber have to say the reason, perhaps I'm going to carry them, the Tefillin itself may not go out even while I'm wearing them, even if there would be no chance that I would accidentally carry them? So the Magen Avraham, after mentioning this question from the Tosfos Yom Tov, says that according to what the Magen Avraham himself explains in Siman Shin Ches, it's not a kasha. The Achroinim explained the Magen Avraham, the Levush HaYisrod and the Machzor HaShekel, that the Magen Avraham in Siman Shin Ches and Hilchos Muktzah, explaining the Mechaber that says one may move tefillin when necessary on Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham explains, the Mechaber says the reason is because if somebody wants to, he's allowed to wear tefillin. And the Magen Avraham explains that one's allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos if it's a derech malbush. If somebody wears tefillin l'shem mitzvah, that is forbidden. That we don't do on Shabbos. But if somebody wants to wear it l'shem malbush, then they're allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. So therefore, since it is permitted to wear tefillin on Shabbos derech malbush, I can't say that it's also to go out on Shabbos with tefillin for just because tefillin is not a malbush on Shabbos, tefillin could be a malbush on Shabbos. So therefore, the machaber has to add the reason that it's usher to go out and tefillin on Shabbos, because perhaps I may remove them if it starts lebeis hakisei. Although we explained in our Gemara that Rav Safra seems to understand there's a more poshut reason why somebody may not go out with tefillin, according to the man Omer, tefillin, Shabbos loves not tefillin, the Mechaber still adds this reason. So we have to understand, why is it that the Mechaber felt necessary to add this reason, even though we hold Shabbos loves not tefillin, but Rav Safra did not feel it necessary to add the reason, Dilma Osei Lasuye, perhaps he's going to remove the tefillin. So the Machzor Shako and the Bi'ur HaGro of Vilna Gaon explain that the understanding of Shabbos Lav Zman Tefillin is a machlokes tanoim. The Gemara in Menachos Lamed Vav Amud Beis quotes two shitas as to why Shabbos and Yom Tov is not a Zman Tefillin. One shita, shitas of Yosi HaGalili. Rav Yosi HaGalili understands, he learns that Shabbos is not a Zman Tefillin from the pasuk V'shamarta Es Achuka Hazois L'Moyado Miyamim Yamimah. There's a pasuk by Tefillin that a person should be shomer this chayk, the chayk of Tefillin, miyamim, from the days. And the Gemara explains, according to Rav Yosi HaGalili, miyamim means not all days, not kol yamim, and it excludes Shabbos and Yom Tov. Rav Akiva also agrees to Rav Yosi HaGalili that Shabbos and Yom Tov is not as man Tefillin. However, Rav Akiva has a different limud, a different understanding from the pasuk. And that is from the pasuk V'hoya la'ois al yadacha u'l'taitofais bein einecha. The tefillin is an ois. It's an ois between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Since Shabbos and Yom Tov are themselves ois, it's not necessary to wear tefillin, which is an ois, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, which is an ois. We only need tefillin, which is an ois, during the week, on a Yom Chol. But on a Shabbos or Yom Tov, we would not need the eyes of tefillin. So now, the Bi'ur HaGro and the Machzor HaShekel explain that there's a big nafkamina lahalacha between Rav Yosi HaGalili and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rav Yosi HaGalili, that learns the exclusion of Shabbos and Yom Tov from the pasuk Vishamarta es achuka hazois. So Vishamarta, we know that Shmira, the Lashon Shamar, is the Lashon of a lav. So according to Rav Yosi HaGalili, it's not just unnecessary to wear tefillin Shabbos and Yom Tov, but it's forbidden to wear tefillin Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's an Issa Dairaisa from the pasuk Vishamarta. Whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, that learns it from the pasuk V'hoyu la'ois al yotcha u'l'toitovais bein einecha. The pasuk doesn't say one may not wear tefillin. The pasuk says that tefillin is an ois, and Rabbi Akiva understands that Shabbos and Yom Tov, which are themselves ois, do not need tefillin. But it wouldn't be forbidden, it wouldn't be osur midaraisa to wear the tefillin. So according to Rav Safra, our Gemara, Rav Safra would be learning, like Rav Yosi HaGalili, that it's osur to wear tefillin, because there's a pasuk v'shamarta. So if a person's osur to wear tefillin, he can't go out with tefillin because it's not considered a malbush. The mechaber, as we see in Hilchas Muktzah, paskin that it's not osur midaraisa to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. If somebody would want to wear it, as the Magen Avraham explains, derech malbush, he would be allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So we can't say the reason somebody's osur to go out on Shabbos and Yom Tov with tefillin is because it's not a malbush, and that's why the mechaber finds it necessary to explain an extra reason, which is Rav Safra's second reason, that the reason it's also to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov outside is because perhaps he may remove it if he needs to remove it, and he'll carry Dalet Amos Bereshis Rabbim. If we look in Siman Lamed Aleph, there's a discussion in the Poskim whether or not one may wear tefillin. The Beis Yosef quotes a Zohar that even Chol HaMoed, if somebody wears tefillin, he's Chayiv Misa, because he's Mezalzel in the Ois of Shabbos, in the Ois of Chol HaMoed, and Kol Shekein in the Ois of Yom Tov for Shabbos. Now, Achronim talk about it, the Mishnah Berurah mentions the Maskona of Roiv Achronim is that Derech Malbush would be Mutter to wear tefillin, and it's only Derech L'Shem Mitzvah that it would be a Zalzel in the Ois. In an afgamina lemaisa bizmanenu, whether or not it's also to wear Shabbos and Yontif Tfilin, would be nageya on Yontif Sheni in Chutz Laretz. The Mechaber in Siman Tov Tzadik Vav, sorry, Yontif Sheni for Ben Chutz Laretz in Eretz Yisrael. The Mechaber in Siman Tov Tzadik Vav says, B'nei Eretz Yisrael, Shebo'u l'chutz l'aretz, B'nei Eretz Yisrael, that come to chutz l'aretz, Asurim b'malacha b'yantav sheni, they're also in malacha and yantav sheni. However, the Mechaber doesn't explain the din of a ben chutz l'aretz that travels to Eretz Yisrael b'yantav. The Shari Tshuva has a long discussion in Siman Tov Tzadik Vav about a ben chutz l'aretz that travels to Eretz Yisrael b'yantav. And he quotes many shitos that a person ben chutz l'aretz in Eretz Yisrael would have to keep 2 days yontif, he would only have to keep 1 day yontif. He quotes the famous shita of the Chacham Tzvi that a ben chutz l'aretz in Eretz Yisrael has all the dinei Eretz Yisrael and he would not have 2 days yontif. He brings achronim, as we know, the prevalent minig that say that a person a ben chutz l'aretz in Eretz Yisrael would have 2 days yontif. It seems from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav as well that he held like the Chacham Tzvi. He quotes the Shita of the Chacham Tzvi first, and then he quotes B'Shem Ayesh Oimrim, Ayesh Cholkim, the other Shita. Now, although the prevalent minig is not like the Chacham Tzvi, that a Ben Chutz L'aretz who finds himself in Eretz Yisrael for Yom Tov Sheni keeps 2 days Yom Tov, there were many G'dayli Achroinim that were Choshish when it comes to Chumrah, like the Shitas Chacham Tzvi, to do like the Chacham Tzvi. And the Zayvei Yom Tasheni Kol Choso Perek Zayin, he quotes that he heard from Rabban Tzion Abba Shaul that the minig of the Sfaradish Rabbanim of Eidus HaMizrach was to paskin totally like the Chacham Tzvi. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach quotes that Rav Shmuel Salant was choshish for the Chacham Tzvi. Rav Chiel Michal Teshkachinsky also quotes this from Rav Shmuel Salant that he was Choshesh for the Chacham Tzvi. And Rav Chiel Michal explains the lamdas, why a person should be noyeg only 1 day yontif in Eretz Yisrael, is because, as we know, the reason we keep 2 days yontif today in Chutz Laretz is because minig aviseinu biyadeinu. If we would look back at the minig thousands of years ago, when they were still mekadesh the chodesh al pi re'iyah, they're coming to Beis Din. If a ben chutz l'aretz traveled to Eretz Yisrael for Yom Tov, he would know when Yom Tov was, and he wouldn't keep 2 days Yom Tov. He wouldn't have a Sveika D'Yoma. Only when he was in chutz l'aretz did he have a Sveika D'Yoma. Therefore, Shmuel Salant held that the Svar is very much like the Chacham Tzvi, and people should do like the Chacham Tzvi and only keep 1 day Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael. Reb Moshe Nigris Moshe, in Archaim Chele Gimel, Simenai and Gimel, mentions this Svar, that if we would look back to the times of Chazal when they were Mekadesh al-Pi Re'iyah, if a person would be in Eretz Yisrael, he would only keep 1 day Yontif, even if he was a Ben Chutz L'aretz. And Reb Moshe says that today we have a reason not to do that. Today is more Chomer. Today, even in Chutz L'aretz, we know when Yontif is. We know exactly when Yontif is. The only reason we're doing Yontif Sheni in Chutz L'aretz is because Minig Aviseinu Biyadeinu. So if the reason we're doing Yom Tov Sheni in Chutz L'aretz is because Minig Aviseinu Biyadeinu, not because we don't know when it is. So a Minig, we know in Perek Mokom Shenahagu, and we know in Omen Hagim, when somebody travels from a place of one Minig to the other, he has to do both Chumras. So he has to keep the Chumras of Chutz L'aretz, even if he's traveling to Eretz Yisrael, because today that we keep second day Yom Tov in Chutz L'aretz is because of a Minig. So a Minig we have to keep, even when we travel to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Moshe also in Chelek Beis in Siman Kuf Aleph sounds clearly that he paskin totally not like the Chacham Tzvi that a person keeps 2 days Yontif. In Tshuvas Chalkas Yaakov Chelek Gimel Siman Kuf Nun Dalid, he says a person shouldn't even do the Chumra like the Chacham Tzvi because people are mezalz in Yontif Sheni. And we know the prevalent minig is to keep 2 days Yontif in Eretz Yisrael for a Ben Chutz L'aretz. Nonetheless, there are many scenarios that the poskim talk about that a person has a suffix if they should keep 1 day yontif or 2 days yontif. So in those scenarios where a person has a suffix if he should keep 1 day yontif or 2 days yontif, each scenario based on a shayla from a Mori HaRav. Somebody asks a Rav, and the Rav is tells them to be machmer, to keep a second day yom tov, not to do malacha. Keeping a second day yom tov and not putting on tefillin the second day yom tov is a kula. If it's weekday, if it's not yom tov, somebody is supposed to have a yom chayil, then he has a chiyuv tefillin. He has a chiyuv deraisa of tefillin. If it is yom tov, then he's not supposed to put on tefillin. So if it's vaday yom tov and he doesn't put on tefillin, so we know that that's the minig of Roy Vachroinim. But if he has a suffix and he wants to be machmer that it's yom tov, so perhaps he has to be machmer also to put on tefillin. So if it's also to put on tefillin and yom tov, if it's an issa deraisa, like Rav Safra is learning in our Gemara based on Rav Yosi HaGalili, then it's kind of difficult to be machmer and put on tefillin. However, since we said that the maskana of most of the Achreinim and Simon Lamed Aleph is that derech malvash it's mutter to put on tefillin, one has an eitzah they could put on tefillin al tanai if today is yom tov, I'm doing it l'shem mitzvah. Yeah, if today is yom tov, I'm doing it l'shem malvash, and if today is choyel, then I'm doing it l'shem mitzvah. Talking about this subject, I just wanted to mention a tshuva from the Beis Yosef in his sefer, tshuva sefer Avkas Reichel. As we mentioned for Perek Mokum Shanahagu, generally speaking, when somebody travels from a place with one minig to a place with another minig, he has to do the chumras of both places. And the Gemara there explains that if he's in front of other people, he even has to do kulas. He's not supposed to show that he's doing his minig different than the place that he's in. So if somebody travels from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, it would seem that they should be very betzina about the fact that they're keeping a second day yontif. People shouldn't notice that they're keeping a second day yontif. Perhaps they shouldn't make a minyan at all, or if they make a minyan, it shouldn't be something that people see. So the Beis Yosef was bothered by this, but the Beis Yosef mentioned this minig, and he says, "V'loy oid, not only are they keeping 2 days yomtif, elo shemeskabtzim minyan mibnei chutz laaretz. They gather together a minyan. Ha'oilim laregel, those that are coming up to Eretz Yisrael for yomtif. Umespalilim tfilas yomtif, and they daven tfilas yomtif. V'koyrim v'toyre, they lay in the laning of yomtif. K'moysha oizim b'yomtif sheni v'chutz laaretz. Just like they do in yomtif sheni and chutz laaretz. V'dover zeh na'asem mimei kedem b'fnei gidoy le'oilam. This minig was an old minig, v'fnei gidoy le'oilam. And nobody ever was bothered, no gadol, no chacham, no tzaddik, ever paskin that they shouldn't be doing this. Beis Yosef tries to explain why it would be like that. Other achroinim ask questions under Beis Yosef's hesber, and they offer different hesberim, but all the achroinim agree that whether or not we understand the svara of the Beis Yosef, but the Beis Yosef is being made that this minig was an old minig, even in his day. It was already an old minig, and this was the prevalent minig, to keep 2 days yontif and to make a minyan.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.